With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Health Ministry is marking World Cancer Day by highlighting a new push to improve cancer prevention, treatment, and data in the Cayman Islands. Officials say a national cancer registry is being developed to better track how cancer affects the community and to guide policy. At the same time, they're urging more people to get the HPV vaccine, which help prevent several types of cancer. Chief Nursing Officer Felicia McLean.
There are studies from countries with robust vaccination programs, screening programs, and registries that show that the HPV vaccine is essentially erasing cervical cancer among those who have been vaccinated.
The vaccine is free through the Public Health Department and can be offered in schools with parental consent. For details, call 244-2648. The Central Planning Authority is meeting today with several major projects up for consideration. Airport Plaza is pitching an application for a 21,000-square-foot office and retail building campus with two buildings on Old Joe's Way in Georgetown. The Department of Environment flagged an application for four townhomes off Austin Connolly Drive in Colliers, which is near the Colliers Reserve, one of the few areas where the endemic blue iguana typically lives. The Port Authority is back for another guardhouse extension request, after getting approval for a 210-square-foot extension back in June. This new one is for a further 261-foot expansion at the Container Depot in Georgetown for a restroom, office, and access ramp. Salty Investment is requesting approval for a proposed boat storage garage and gym on the land side of South Sound Road, just east of Winter Haven Condos. It's currently housing a horse corral and various ancillary buildings. There are also four after-the-fact applications before the board today. You can find the full summary at planning.ky. And the 2026 National Chess Champions have been crowned. Here's CIGTV's Kavar Augustin.
In the absolute championship, Mike McDonald claimed the title with a strong 7.5 points from 9 games, finishing ahead of Ryan Blackwood and Kuda Kwashin Chinaki in a highly competitive field. In the female championship, women candidate Master Zara Majid delivered a standout performance, scoring 8 of 9 to secure the national title. The championships feature the country's top players and were hosted once again at the John Gray High School.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Justine Green. The latest round of US brokered talks on ending the war in Ukraine is underway in Abu Dhabi. Expectations of a breakthrough are slim. The Kremlin has insisted that Russian troops will keep fighting until Kyiv makes decisions that could bring the war to an end. Red Cross officials in western Nigeria say the number of people killed by gunmen in Kwara State has risen to almost 70. Others are still missing following the attack on Woro village, where armed men set fire to shops and the residence of the traditional king. Palestinian hospital officials say overnight Israeli airstrikes in northern and southern Gaza have killed at least 17 people. Israel said it had retaliated after its forces were fired upon in a violation of the ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is due to open an international meeting aimed at securing access to critical minerals. The International Energy Authority has said the security of renewable energy products will depend on countries agreeing to share such mineral resources. India's trade minister says his country will be diversifying its energy sources amid changing global circumstances. It follows the announcement of a trade deal by President Trump, who said India would halt its purchase of Russian oil, although there's been no confirmation from Delhi. The World Food Programme has suspended operations in another part of South Sudan after one of its river convoys was attacked and looted. Boats transporting more than 1,500 tons of food assistance were targeted in Baliet County. Pope Leo has called on Russia and the United States to restart negotiations on nuclear arsenals as the last such arms control treaty expires. He said the world situation required the two parties to do everything possible to avert a new arms race. Saudi Arabia plans to issue passports to the kingdom's millions of camels. It's to help manage the country's prized herds. BBC News.